14 below is a nasty cold temperature, Jason Cairns, but we speak of the truth, and that's what it is. It's even colder at the airport, or it's 17 below.
I'm sitting here giggling, thinking I thought it was going to start getting better.
Yeah, it like Tuesday. It's not going to start getting better till Tuesday. We're going to get to double digits, so between now and then. And today, amazingly, with the temperatures that cold, it's still supposed to, like, half an inch of snow later on after 4, and then another half inch tonight, so.
My friend Rebecca Reynolds sent me a message yesterday and said, I don't want to make you angry, but I was out working in the yard today, and I broke a sweat.
Wow. Like, that sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds very nice.
Now, again, some people still go to the gym, and sweats are broken there, and maybe some people on their jobs, although if you're working outdoors, it's going to be tough, right? So.
Right, exactly.
This was our day to put our garbage out. So the sanitation engineers, thanks to them and all of the people who work outdoors.
Yeah.
Well, one of your passions certainly is this idea of wholeheartedness. In fact, people on your Facebook page, even the backdrop, talks about wholeness, integration, reconciliation. And we've talked about it from time to time. But I want to throw it out to you this morning in terms of what do you mean by wholeheartedness? What is it? Feel to be wholehearted, and how do you know when you are?
Yeah, those are big questions. You know, I think in terms of what does wholeheartedness look like, I think we start with Jesus. I mean, he was someone who we can look at and say, if anybody was wholehearted, it was him. And I think it really involves, at least as I understand it, living from a place of peace, of strength, of settledness. You know, not being pulled in every direction by other people's demands or desires or whims, but really knowing who we are and knowing whose we are. And I think we can see that in a lot of stories. One that stood out to me this morning as I was thinking about this was Jesus before Pilate. You know, here's Pilate who really holds a lot of power over Jesus, and Jesus wasn't moved to strike out, but he wasn't moved to retreat. He just was who he was. And so for me, I think that's a big part of what it looks like. In terms of what it feels like, I think it's peaceful. You know, we're not constantly battling these inner voices of telling us to do one thing versus another. And honestly, that's a big struggle for me is dealing with lots of shoulds and musts. Okay, what do people expect me to do versus what do I want to do? And I think wholehearted people, those voices become quieter. Because they're living from their true self, or what Paul might call the new self.
So my metaphor is it like a wholehearted person is a basketball that's fully and properly inflated versus let's think of one that's only half inflated, make that similar to a person who's half-hearted. Is that a fair analogy?
Right. I think that's a fairly good analogy, because here you've got the basketball that's properly inflated, right? I mean, it's lively and it's full of life.
But right.
The one that's not would be, you know, lifeless. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. You can't dribble a half-inflated basketball.
So what do you do then if you feel like, and is that the sense, and we'll probably have to answer this tomorrow, but, I mean, is that the sense you had where you had an awakening, maybe from Chuck DeGroat's book, Wholehearted, the idea of this is something I need, I want? And is that what you had? And B, probably to be answered tomorrow, I mean, what does it take to go from half-hearted to wholehearted?
Yeah, so we'll start with the first part of that. I think the first piece is certainly yes, there was something that was stirring in me to say that something's off, something's incomplete. I think Chuck DeGroat's book was a big part of it. I think Brené Brown's writings were. Larry Crabb did a teaching several years ago called the Freedom Series. I think that was a big part of it as well, of we're free to be who Christ has called us to be. And so I think the confluence of those and a few other things was important in terms of this quest toward wholeheartedness.
So tomorrow, to be answered, what does it take to become wholehearted? What does it take to go from half-hearted, an honest acknowledgement? And I think, to me, one of the things that stands out, I'm like, if you see others that you go, I'm not living like that, right? I'm not maxed out all in. And if that's the case, what does it take to get there? You can ponder that the next 24 hours.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Well, today is Get Out Your Guitar Day. Ever play guitar?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I have a guitar.
So tell me about your lessons, how you stuck with it, how well you play. It's Get Out Your Guitar Day, so why not?
Lessons, none.
Okay.
Did I stick with it? No. How well do I play? Poor.
Okay.
So
I remember I had about... never had any musical instrument lessons except for, I don't know, around high school. I guess I had guitar lessons for about 4 months, but didn't practice. That's the story. Didn't happen.
That's the. I mean, when they say practice makes perfect, but again, that is one of my sincerest regrets, is that my parents offered to pay for lessons, but I said, well, no, I can just figure it out myself. But that's not having a teacher, I didn't stick with it. Because, again, having 8 years of piano, I still can carry that with me today, and I love that instrument and play it fairly well. But guitar is one of those instruments that I truly wish that I'd taken the time to actually invest in myself just a little bit more. So,
you know, it'd be kind of fun to throw it out to the listeners this morning. You play the guitar? Tell us about it. Share us a little bit to your story about learning to play. Or maybe, like me, you're like, yeah, you tuned out after 4 months or whatever your story might be. So. Anyhow, you guitar players weigh in this morning on Get Out Your Guitar Day. Great instrument, huh?
I mean, it really
amazing.
Is.
It's, boy, it's, where would we be without the guitar? All right, Caleb, I got to admit, originally I liked the other version, which was just We Are Messengers. This one with the great Vince Gill.
Is it growing on you now?
Yes, it's growing on me. It's growing on me. Yes.
I mean, I love them both, too. But, yeah, there's just, again, on what is it, Bring Your Guitar Day or Get Your Guitar Day, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, just an acoustic kind of stripped-down version with Darren from We Are Messengers and Vince Gill. And I was watching the video from this the other day, too. And I just, I really enjoy a good acoustic song, just making it simple about the voices and the guitar. So, yeah, I'm a big fan, too. Well, these video doorbells are pretty cool. Ring is the preeminent brand, and you see all sorts of fun things. Sometimes you'll see fail videos with them, but other times you'll see really nice, sweet videos shared on social media of things that happen, and these Ring doorbells capture them all. Well, a new feature has been added. Amazon's Alexa assistant can now use your Ring Video Doorbell Pro, which sounds kind of expensive, and if you're also a Ring Protect subscriber, which also sounds kind of expensive, you can set Alexa to greet visitors when they ring the bell. As an introvert, this really, really piques my interest. Alexa will ask how it can help, and based on the visitor's response, will either offer to take a message or give directions for where to put package deliveries. This makes me think, so wait, I would never have to answer the door again.
There's an appeal there.
For a certain subset of people, myself included. Ring added a feature called Quick Replies to all of its doorbells if you can't get to the door or just don't want to. You can choose from a list of six preset responses like, please leave the package outside, we can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now, etc., etc. You can watch the visitor leave a message in real time using Live View, or if you're a Ring Protect subscriber, can access at any time. What's nice about this, and just throwing aside the introverts like myself for a time, I think from a safety perspective, too, my children would maybe be the ones who would rush to the door and it's like, somebody's here, and would answer it. Don't necessarily want that as a parent. So, yeah, it's basically like voicemail for your front door.
Yeah, we've had it with a phone for a long time now for the door. So is there anything technology can't do?
Yeah, you also can have a floodlight cam, too, and when the camera detects motion, it says, warning, you are now being monitored and recorded by Ring. Sort of like Smile, you're on candid camera, but for criminals.
Oh, man, that would kind of scare the person.
What will they think of next?
Oh, funny stuff. All right, taking some of your songs that remind you of Steve. He hosted Ads by Air, but he loved music and was so good at it. We played some music from him earlier before 6. We'll include that in the podcast for today. But I don't know if you have in front of you Jeffrey from Wausau, what he had to say here this
morning. I do, yeah. So listening at 94.3 FM, our friend Jeffrey says, good morning, Caleb and Havel. I heartily extend my sympathies to you and your staff on the passing of Steve Snyder. He says, I always enjoyed listening to him on Saturday with Ads by Air as I was driving between drum student lessons. One time, I specifically remember he played both of my requests in the same hour. When he had his announcer breaks, there was often scripture reading and teachings, and it sounded more like I was listening to a preacher than a DJ. Jeff says, I will always remember his easy listening voice and gentle delivery style. My sincere condolences to you and his family. And that's from Jeffrey in Wausau.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we loved him as who he was off the air, and he brought that same person on the air, and he just ministered. But he did it with such fun and grace, and so such appreciated. Dean in Rice Lake talks about, he remembers Steve playing this song at the church Red Cedar in Rice Lake. Amazing Love, WWIB.
Ah, February, the month of love. Valentine's Day coming up when men everywhere take out their pens, pencils, or keyboards and wax poetic, writing sweet sonnets to whisper those sweet nothings into the ear of their lovely wife.
Women, but this is not like love poetry. Yeah.
This poem is not like that at all. But we bring it to you on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's just a little bit different.
Redneck love poems.
Here we go.
Your hair is like corn silk a-flapping in the breeze. Softer than my dogs and without all them fleas.
You move like the bass, which excite me in May. You ain't got no scales, but I love you anyway.
You're as cute as a June bug. A buzzing overhead. You ain't mean like those fire ants I found in my bed.
Cut from the best cloth like a plaid flannel shirt. You bark up, spark up my life more than a fresh load of dirt.
I got you a gift without taste nor odor. More useful than diamonds. It's a new trolling motor.
I love you. Redneck love poem. Feel free to borrow, beg, or steal if you want.
That's going to inspire a lot of the guys, I think, for Valentine's Day.
It's our aim here.
There we go.